Hi, I'm Sean Bavala from SeanTells.com. This story is The Treasure Under the Stones. Many years ago, there was a tradesman who was unhappy and discontented with his life and family. One night, he had a dream, and in the dream, he dreamt that in a faraway city, far over there, there was a stone, and underneath that stone, if he would just turn it over, there would be a great fortune underneath that stone. And all of his discontent and problems would be solved. The dream bothered him for some time, until, finally one day, he slipped away from his life and family, put on a disguise, and traveled that great distance far away to get over there to that city that he had dreamt about. When he got near the gate, the guard at the gate inquired of him what his business was inside the city. In hushed tones, the tradesman began to describe that he had had this dream and under the stone. Well, the guard just laughed at him and said, "How foolish of you. I've had a dream myself. I dreamt that far away in a faraway city, in the home of a humble tradesman, underneath all of the hearthstones, that if I would just turn those over, I would find piles of gold under each one. It would be a huge fortune. But yet, you don't see me chasing off after that type of foolish dream, do you?" The tradesman remained undaunted, for he knew that there his treasure would lie, there in that faraway city. And so, he sought out the treasure, and he found the stone. And when he got to where that stone was, he turned that stone over, and there beneath the stone was nothing, absolutely nothing but dirt. Dejected and further saddened, he made his way towards his own home. And when he got there and greeted his family, he thought about the words of the guard. For the city that the guard had described was the very city that he lived in, the very city where the tradesman was. And late one evening, when none of his family was awake, he began to turn over the hearthstones in his own home, and there, underneath the hearthstones, were small piles of gold that, put together, were a huge fortune, for it seems that the very thing that the tradesman was looking for was right there in his own place, here in his own shop. I'm Sean Bavala. Thanks for listening. This story and its particular telling is copyright by me. Visit me at SeanTells.com. Thanks.